That's right, Nita. Shimon Peres is in intensive care after suffering a stroke. Now, in a statement issued on Tuesday evening, his office said that the 93-year-old statesman was stable and fully conscious. However, the office later announced that Peres' doctors had decided to sedate him and put him on a respirator as he undergoes medical treatment. Now, as of press time, his condition was described as serious. Now, Peres was taken to Sheba Medical Center in Tel HaShomer near Tel Aviv after telling his doctor that he felt weak. The doctor had successfully implanted a pacemaker for Peres a week ago. Peres was diagnosed in July with having an irregular heart rhythm. We wish him all the very best. Peres is in a serious condition following that stroke, and we wish him a speedy recovery.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, the St. Ives Eruv is an ongoing saga. Can you tell us about it, please?
Nitsa, it is an ongoing saga. There has been an error functioning in St. Ives for 18 months now, and it hasn't been disrupting anyone's lives. Now, last week, anti-Semitic leaflets were dropped to letterboxes in St. Ives, claiming that the motives of the St. Ives Eruv include establishing a modern version of the ghetto under rabbinical control and the eventual expulsion of non-Jewish people living in St. Ives. And this leaflet has been condemned as one of the worst examples of anti-Semitic literature we've seen in Sydney in a very long time. Now, this leaflet was produced and distributed by the St. Ives Progress Association. It says that the Eruv has nothing to do with the stated purpose of enabling carrying on Shabbat or mothers pushing a pram, as it is so often stated. The flyer claims that it has much more to do with establishing a modern version of the ghetto under rabbinical control. And it goes on to say that the long-term consequence of this Eruv is the division of the community and the eventual expulsion of secular people who live within the Eruv and who want nothing to do with it. Now, there has been condemnation from the community and outside the community this week. Nitsa, the member for Ku'ringai, Alistair Henskins, said that this is a scare campaign suggesting that a long-term Jewish agenda to take over St. Ives, and he said it's entirely irrational. He said that the Eruv has a community impact which is less than Christian church bells or the Islamic call to prayer, both of which, he says, are widely tolerated. Now, member for Davidson, Jonathan O'Day, said the material is disturbing to read and called it highly inaccurate, and the Ku'ringai Council Deputy Mayor David Ossip described the leaflet as hateful, intellectually dishonest and grossly offensive. Now, Nitsa, the Jewish News asked the St. Ives Ward Councillor Christiane Berlioz, she's the former president of this association which handed out these leaflets, if she would condemn the leaflet, but she refused. We also sought comment from the association themselves, but they did not respond to the Jewish News' calls. Now, an application for plastic conduits on power poles in St. Ives was submitted last month, and it's expected that council will make a decision by late October. Nitsa, this is a ridiculous saga. I mean, this error affects nobody. These are plastic conduits on power poles that nobody sees. It doesn't affect anyone's lives. However, we have this group coming out with this anti-Semitic leaflet trying to get residents to oppose this Eruv. We'll be watching very closely to see what happens.
I just would like to mention to our listeners around Australia that St. Ives is on the north shore of Sydney. It's about 20 minutes north of the Harbour Bridge. Many Jews live there. I think it started with the South African Jewish immigration going to the North Shore, first Linfield, Kilara and St. Ives. And there's a beautiful community there. There is the Masada Jewish Day School there, the primary and the high school. There are two synagogues there, one that attached to the Masada school and the Chabad synagogue. It's a beautiful growing community in St. Ives. And it's very disturbing to hear such remarks. And I must say the community has been battling to get an Eruv. You said it started 18 months ago, but for 10 years they were fighting to get an Eruv in St. Ives. And eventually they just used the power poles that were existed there because the council wouldn't let them erect new poles. And we're talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Julian Lisa, the first Jewish Liberal MP for New South Wales, delivered his maiden speech to the Parliament last week.
That's right, and it was an incredibly moving speech. Nietzsche, he talked about the tragic loss of his father, mental health, and about a deep sense of faith and love of the joys of Judaism. Now, Julian Lisa is the member for Berowra. Of course, he replaced Philip Ruddock, who announced his retirement from Parliament, and he spoke in his maiden speech about the death of his father, John, who took his own life 20 years ago this month. He says that there's a point in life when you are supposed to become a man. As I stood on the veranda and watched the sun come up that morning, I knew my day had come. He remembered a man who was much involved in his community, who sat on the board of Emmanuel Synagogue, and he said that his father instilled a set of values in him and his brother, which included courtesy, civility, and fair dealing, as well as the need to give back to the community and get involved, and a deep sense of faith and love of the joys of Judaism. He also spoke about his mother, Sylvia, and he spoke about mental health and pledged to always be an advocate for better mental health policy during his time in Parliament. And he said he's conscious of the huge responsibility involved in being the Liberal member for Berowra. It was a fantastic speech. Nietzsche, you can read more in this week's Jewish News or head to Julian Lisa's Facebook page where you can watch him delivering his maiden speech to Parliament. It was incredibly moving. There wasn't a dry eye in the house.
And there is another member of parliament that delivered his maiden speech, another Jewish member of parliament, and I'm talking about Dr. Mike Friedlander for the Labour.
Now, Dr. Mike Friedlander is a very well-known figure in the MacArthur community. He spent more than 30 years caring for the children of MacArthur as a paediatrician, and he noted in his maiden speech that his extended family is one of the oldest Jewish families in Australia. He said, "I'm proud that my great-great-grandfather Abraham Reuben came here as a convict aged 16 and helped build the first permanent synagogue in Australia that still stands today in Hobart." Dr. Friedlander pledged to make sure that we foster local jobs so that local people can work locally. He says he's promised to try and improve the local infrastructure to make the quality of life better for local residents. So big mazel tov, Mike Friedlander and Julian Lisa delivering their first speeches to Parliament, and we look forward to seeing what they come up with next.
And we are talking to Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, what happened with the Hitler dress-up?
Nietzsche, there was an incident at an Alice Springs school in the Northern Territory last week in which a student dressed up as Adolf Hitler in front of a group of Jewish students from Melbourne. Now, this incident has been described as an innocent mistake and a very distressing lesson for all concerned. Now, the student who attends St. Philip's College checked with a teacher if it was all right to wear this costume impersonating the Nazi leader at a book week assembly. Now, he was actually named the best dressed at this assembly, and this all happened, as I said, in front of a group of middle school students from Bialik College who were on exchange at the time. Now, a spokesperson for St. Philip's College has apologized. They said that the student did the right thing by getting permission from a teacher for this costume. They said it was an innocent mistake and that the school apologizes for any offense that has been caused. They said that they are reviewing policies on these kind of events to make sure that nothing like this happens again. And they say it's been a distressing lesson for all concerned. Now, the principal of Bialik College, Jeremy Stolinda, told the Jewish News that it was an unfortunate incident and that the teacher and the student involved made a very poor judgment call. But he admitted that schools are learning institutions and everyone makes mistakes. And the important thing now is how that is reflected upon and learned from. So a bizarre story.
Well, it is a bizarre story, and I hope everybody learns something from it, because I don't know what was the point to dress up as Hitler in front of Jewish students. Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much.